I'm done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left to not follow them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, checking, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy, we don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold like we went in here, yeah, we
went in
here.
Yes, sir, we went in here, man. What's going on, family? You know what it is, 494 here on MTNV Sports. We got Final Fours. We got, it's just so much we got to talk about. College, NCAA, this thing is popping off, and the women's NCAA is here to stay. I am elated. I like what's happening here. Drew Wildress, what's going on, fellas?
All good here, man. It's a good night for basketball in general, but
yeah,
specifically women's basketball. I think I saw more status on social media about this tonight's games than I probably saw ever, really, about, you know, the hype of March Madness. It's crazy.
Yeah. Too excited out here, man. Wildress, how you feeling, bro?
It's a busy week, man, between the Final Fours, then combat sports. You got WrestleMania, then we got main card tomorrow. So it's sports all week for me. Like, that's it. So
I love a shout with the Shameless Plug. Let's get it.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Hey, man, look, if y'all don't know already, MTNV Sports is the umbrella that got all of us sitting hitting on this thing, man. You got 494 with us. You got the main card. They got something like, just make sure you check out, because I don't want to be rude and miss somebody. I get a text message in about 10 minutes. Like, hey, bro, stop playing. You know what I mean? Check out Not the Same Podcast. Like, everything. Pretty Girls Love Sports. Like, check MTNVPN.com, man. You know exactly what it is.
We hey, out shout here. Out to Scene 2, man, because that new season is coming back soon, man.
So yeah, Scene.
We'll be back soon.
This is the time we need you, boy.
We out here in these streets, man. I at least got to get you back before the championship. Because we know you got a lot to talk about. And our text thread is absolutely crazy every single day. And C gets to hop in there, you know what I mean? So definitely miss you, sis. We can't wait for you to get back. I'm sure the fans are tired of seeing just the fellas up here. But it is what it is.
They see me all the time. They see this beautiful baby soft skin. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here doing my thing. I'm minding my business.
Baby soft, though.
You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. You know what I mean? They be at the Wawa calling me Mr. Goodbar, man.
I'm not messing with you, bro. I ain't doing it today. I can't even mess with you. Let's get into this thing, man. Let's talk about these Final Fours. And obviously, right now, at this exact moment, we got Iowa and LSU going at it. And this is a good game. Angel has been playing from the jump. You got Caitlin, who's actually absolutely doing her thing. I saw her do a couple blowbys. I'm like, yo, what is really happening here? And to this is the thing. I've always, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I always look at it just like this. It is one thing to be good, right? It's one to be better than your opponent. But it's one thing to do what you came to do, and they knew you were gonna do it. That takes talent. Like, he could give you 40 whenever he feel like it. Like, you knew it was coming. I could give you 40, like I could just turn up, and that's what I feel like Caitlin is doing right now. She's like, y'all know I'm a shooter, y'all know I can get to the cup, y'all know I'm a playmaker, and y'all still can't stop it. So that's my thing for me. Tell me how y'all feeling about that, and we'll get into these Final Four predictions.
I mean, it's an amazing matchup. I don't like the way the media depicted it. Like, it gave me with those old school Duke versus Michigan vibes, like the way that the undertones from the media. But I love the fact that Angel came out and was like, yo, there's no beef, like we just competing. I love the fact that, like, yo, LSU, like, they be on dog time, and they tell you.
Big
and the great thing about – I was explaining the game to someone today who doesn't really watch women's college basketball, and he was like, yo, like tell me about Angel's game. And I compared it almost to Kevin Garnett. Like, for me, Angel has a Kevin Garnett-type game to where you saw it in the previous game. Even if she was shooting well, them rebounds is getting there. That defense is there, and she even showed it in the first half of tonight's game. Like Angel is a monster. She's gonna be crazy when she gets into the league. And shout out to Fonjane because she's been stepping up too for LSU. But looking at Iowa, I don't think we expected Iowa to be here at this point. At least I didn't, because to me, I thought they were gonna lose to I think Providence or Purdue. It was some team. I can't remember who it was. Yeah. And it's puts on mine, but I had it because when I see Caitlin, I see David Ruffin in the Temptations.
Hey, bro. Caitlin Clark is going crazy right now, bro. She pulling up from like half court right now
with no conscience.
She on some like courage, y'all, though. Are y'all gonna, as we speaking right
when now? When she sitting there right now?
I think she got like 30 in the third quarter right now.
You see it? Yeah, she came out. I mean, she came out 19 in the first half. So
yeah, 31.
Okay, but we're seeing it. But the question is, can y'all see her? Ooh. Can y'all see her pulling up like that on SC?
Hey, man.
The way SC plays?
Hey, man, look, I think they're going to make it personal. they're going to be in your grill. Hey, half court, she get Curry treatment.
Yeah,
which is fine, right? But at the same time, what I love about Clark's game is that even if you giving her Curry treatment, she has the playmaking skills, she has the ball handling skills. Like if you make me go and get it how I want to get it, right? Like if you're gonna guard me from half court and not let me get my shot off, I'm gonna just blow by you and get my team involved because now you gotta collapse on me. You can't leave me. You know what I mean? And that's what happens with the playmaking. So it's like, okay, what do I really attack? And at this point, we're talking about Caitlin and this Iowa team. Like, I mean, when Katie steps on the court, you're like, you got to guard her.
No diss to the men, bro. This is why the women's game right now is so interesting, because you can say that about every team in the tournament right
Big
now.
Facts. Paige, you got Paige, you got Juju, Caitlin, Angel. South Carolina's already like, they're waiting. Like, so we're trying to figure, bro, I'm excited.
Who y'all got, man? Who y'all want to see?
I'm excited to see Paige and Drew. I mean, South Carolina, NC State, obviously, like they're just shout out to NC State, man. They ain't really been doing much these last I'll say more than few years, but have the women's and the men's in this tournament for real.
NC State gonna give South Carolina what they bargained for, bro.
But
there ain't gonna be no walkover. I don't feel.
I don't think so.
It's got to be the women's, because I hate to tell y'all, on the men's side,
where they gone?
On the men's side, I don't see it, bro. They had a good run, but now they're coming up against Purdue, and even if they beat Purdue, then ultimately you potentially got to beat UConn, which UConn went 3 for 17 from three, bro.
Win it all.
UConn went 3 for 17. And still won by 25. How?
That's a fact, though. I think at this point you're just looking at a team that is put together.
Yeah.
Right. When you have a squad and five people on the court understand the assignment and they're going out there and executing, that's the biggest thing. Look, game plan gonna be the game plan, and if you have to adjust, you have to adjust. But if you don't, and everything is working. Like that's just gonna be a hard team to beat, bro. UConn looks really, really good right now.
Did they win last year?
UConn for the men's? Ooh, went for the men's last year. LSU for the women's, and yeah, back to back.
I think they did.
They win, yeah. They was back to back. They won last year.
I don't see nobody stopping them, bro. Amen. I don't see nobody stopping. I'm gonna put this out here right now, right? I'm gonna call it because I know y'all gonna eat me up on social media. UConn on the men's.
Okay.
On the women's, I can't disrespect Philly as much as I like Paige. I'm going SC, bro. You know what I'm saying? Dawn is taking it again this year.
Juju looks unstoppable.
Man, I don't want to hear nothing
about it, bro.
You can't back up off Raven no more. Dawn taking it this year, right. And then that statue going to be out there, and she going to have a statue on like some J's or something. You know what I'm saying?
You got UConn on the men's and South Carolina on the women's.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go with Purdue from the men's alma mater. Ooh. Gotta represent the Boilermakers. And for the women's, I think Juju loses tonight. Just for the simple fact that UConn got two first rounders coming out, man, on their team right now.
Juju loses tonight.
I think she loses tonight, bro.
Man, I don't know, bro. I mean, UConn solid, though. Let's be real.
I'm going to say this Caitlin Clark year, bro.
She looking real good right now.
I can't see it, dog.
I feel you. Bro. I just feel like it's her year. Whether they go
– because the thing about Caitlin is you, it's like Steph Curry. You got to live and die by the shot. I think eventually somebody in this tournament is going to smother her, and then it's going to be a problem. And I like Caitlin would be nice. She's going to have a nice little run, but I don't see it. I'm sad about Juju, but Juju a freshman. But I still think she's going to give UConn about 35 before it's over with.
So. She got two. Like she'll be
40 tonight, bro. She need 40 tonight.
She got to come correct,
man. Real, think about how she feeling right now, bro. You a freshman, and bro, everybody in the world watching you tonight, including men's basketball. They probably on the sideline with their phone, like, "Hey, what's the score?"
But,
right now?
But has she not? But think about this: has she not been doing that since high school?
Yeah.
Think about it. People been coming to her games. For celebrities been coming to games. She show up.
That's true.
So when you hoop.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
But we talked about it, though. Like, we said that early in the season when everybody was like, yo, she's going to cool off. And we all said, yo, it's going to carry on through the season. Like, she's built for it. Like, her game is nice. And the fact that, like, she's only a freshman and we don't know how long she's going to stay until she goes to the W, like, that's crazy.
Big facts. Think about it like this. This is how I look at it. And I always love being able to bring this up because I know a Navy SEAL. this is my thing. When I look at it like this, y'all may or may not know out there, like, Jew's a clown, right? That's just what he do, right? Love talking basketball, love talking garbage. He just like going back and forth with folks. He got the fingers for real. Is he ready for it, right?
Basically what I got to tell.
But it's what I mean. But if anything had to pop off when it came to, like, you had to go through tests or exercises or whatever you had to do in the Navy, you put your head down, you made it happen.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's what we're seeing from Drew. Like, when she on the sideline, she having fun. And when you're talking in interviews, like, then we just came out to play, blah, blah, blah. She talk all that stuff. She not politically, like camera ready, all that type of stuff. When she get on the court, it's hooping time. There's nothing else we need to talk about. And those are the best hoopers. Cause I'm not gonna do too much talking. When we get on the court, though, it's me and you, bro. You got it.
I want to circle back to Angel, though. I got a question for you, man.
Yeah.
You said you compare her to KG. Who would you say her game could translate to in the WNBA? Because I'm thinking of somebody that you very fond of, Will. And I see it a little bit, bro.
I love it, bro.
With the defense.
Yeah.
And she work on her post moves and stuff.
Yeah. If she
yes and no, but she doesn't have the offensive game though like that. Like, whereas Asia is gonna go out, she's gonna get them buckets regardless. That's the one thing I worry about with Angel, is her going out and getting the buckets when she getting double and triple team. Cause like we saw in the last game, yo, she went like, I think she missed like her first 8 or 9 shots, and then she still almost like, so it's just one of those things where I think it can translate. Who do I see?
He know who he sees. Just say it, bro. Just say her name, bro.
Bro,
say it any other time.
I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
You know exactly what he's talking about.
I don't know nothing about that lady Usher was flirting with, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Hey, look, we already know exactly what it is. Look, Final Four, it is happening right now. You heard the predictions from the squad. What we got going on, NCAA tournament action, March Madness. Women is here to stay, and we got the men's coming very, very shortly. We all talked about UConn and what they're going to do. Women's basketball's here, bro. Y'all better act like y'all know. These rivalries, these trash talking, it's real. You know what I mean? And shout out to the WNBA too, that's getting ready for this. So I am already excited about it, man. Let's move into this next segment, man, for real. Let's get these NBA season predictions. We got 2 weeks. 2 weeks left in the season. What are we really real already like, man? I don't even want look as a Laker fan, I should be the one that's shaking my head right now. We done found a stride, we done seen it, but playoffs is playoffs. And if I got to run into Denver one more time, I'm gonna be very mad. But we gotta get to the plan, to be honest with you.
I'd rather see them early, bro.
And I hear you.
You just want to end it all early?
If we gotta see them, I want to see them early.
You want to end it all early? Because if we see them early and beat them, I don't know what team is gonna beat.
You're not beating Denver, bro. Don't.
I said if. Dang, bro.
There's no if, bro.
Hold on now. Let's back up. Let's not talk like them games last year was blowout.
Big facts.
I'm not going to call it a close sweep because that's crazy to me. So but every game, listen to what I'm saying, bro.
Same
within the last minute was like a 1 or 2 point game.
I'm going to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
You believe in Darvin Ham or you believe in Mike Malone? All right, bet. Next.
Yeah, man.
It's not on the Lakers.
LeBron James.
It's no knock on the Lakers. But the thing is, no, and we talk about AD before, shout out to the producer who had people at our heads for that thing that he put up on Twitter. AD is great. Yes. But can AD give us a consistent 4 games straight where he can be the dominant player on the floor against Jokic?
6 or 7, because we need them all.
Well, you need 4 to win. Can he do that for 4 games? Consistently, if you can't say yes to that automatically, that's the issue. LeBron is going to be LeBron. D'Lo going to have his game here and there. Torian Prince going to probably shoot 12 or 13 3-point shots. But you have to ask yourself, like, and I said that facetiously, so don't make it seem like I'm saying
I said it facetiously.
But you have to ask the question of what AD you're going to get, because that's the key. He has to do that on both ends. He has to do it on the offensive end, and then he got to find some way to contain Jokic on the defensive end.
Yeah.
There's only 2-3 players in the NBA who even Jokic has said has given him fits, and AD's not one of them.
Let my boy Calvin tell it. Can't nobody guard Jokic ever. But you know,
what's my thing though. But if you're Jokic though, do you not respect a three levels now? He is a 3-level scorer, but he's more been a 2-level scorer. Here this last half of the season in AD. Tell me, like,
no,
he can shoot it, he just doesn't. Like, we know it's in his repertoire, right? But if I'm AD, I'm not trying to go back to the basket on Jokic. I'm trying to stretch him out.
Why not?
Man, you got no body. That's
my thing, bro. I would love for him to do it. Don't get me wrong.
No disrespect to Jokic, but
don't get me wrong. I would love for him to do it.
As molasses, you are AD, as athletic and as long as your body is. Take that man down to the post and poke on him. Pause. Dunk on that man as many times as you can to prove a point to make him tired. If you're not making Jokic tired, you don't have a chance to win.
This is what I'm saying, though. Has he done that?
No,
are we expecting him to do something he has not done?
Because AD played Denver, bro, and he all of a sudden think he's Steph Curry, and it's got to stop.
It's true. I'll give you that. Bro, got to face up, got to catch that joint on the block, face up, and do something.
And get to it, yeah.
He's got to. I'm gonna
put it like Rui was doing.
He's got to play. He's got to play Jokic the same way that Embiid plays Jokic.
I give you that.
Embiid goes in and out, but you'll see he tries to take the ball down a little to the post. Because even Nick Nurse said you're not gonna beat Jokic, bro, if you don't make him tired. If you're not making him work on the other end and you're just trying to shoot threes, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So what we got for these playoff predictions, man? Who we really we thinking? We got the play-in. We got these. We you know, our squad is already in there. Got the Lakers. Got the Warriors. Kings and Suns.
You said our squad. You don't speak for 494.
I'll speak too.
Yeah. We ain't in.
We know. You know you can feel it. We're not in. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I apologize. Let me come correct. Not my bad. So we in the play-in. And right now, if season ended, we would play the Warriors.
Yeah.
And that's a win or go home.
That's a do or die.
That's one game. Do or die.
Steph Curry can get hot as a mug, bro.
I think we do. But the thing for me is, even if we beat the Warriors, we got to go see the Suns or the Kings.
We can beat the Kings.
If Petty Steffi show up, y'all ain't got a chance. If he show up and he decide that game, he gonna go 12 for 15 from three. y'all ain't got a chance.
I got my money.
Now, if it happened, then cool. Yes, his name Petty Steffi.
Do a die. It's the Warriors. Take it, LeBron.
Bro, I'm not doing this with you. So it's a thing we have in our group chat called Hudsoning.
It's historically, bro.
If someone trolls and you know they're being ridiculous,
historically
this is what Julius does. So like I said, if Petty Steffi show up, if Draymond, you know what I'm saying, rock bottom a couple of y'all big men, the game is over. You know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all get lucky, y'all face the Suns, then I'm asking again, which Suns team are you facing?
What up, C?
You are the Suns, bro. I don't want to see
Wow.
Now, if y'all get past the Warriors,
disrespect.
I can see y'all beating the Suns. Now, we're not going to talk about the Kings. Because we know.
We see the Kings, man.
Can't talk about Sabonis, man. Hey, look, I don't know.
That boy, AD, is Krispy Kreme and 10.
Let's talk about it. You got Kings and Suns. Who coming out of that?
I think that
the seventh spot.
I think the Suns come out of that because the Kings' offense is trash, and I think Malik Monk is he out for the season?
He's hurt, but that I think they're saying he's out until the playoffs, but they don't know.
If the Suns win that game,
they lose Malik Monk. They lose
going home in the first round.
I'm gonna take any team that KD has just because I feel like KD still got it in him.
I agree, but it's not.
I think the scary thing right now about the Suns is that they're not a guarantee. They can be the scariest team in the West, and they can be the worst team in the West. So it just depends.
But if the Suns win that game, they're going home in the first round. They got to go to Denver.
They actually match up against Denver pretty well.
Yeah, they done beat Denver twice in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going home in the first round.
I don't know about that, bro.
I don't know if you want me to say it differently. Or
they can beat them, man.
All right. Give me Timberwolves and Pelicans. Who coming out of that first round?
The Timberwolves.
Man.
Do you not see the way Anthony Edwards is playing right now?
Do you not see how Zion playing right now?
Bro, don't disrespect, bro.
Hey, bro.
Wait a minute. The last 2 weeks, Zion averaging 31, bro.
Bro, don't disrespect AE, bro. I've been telling y'all this since the beginning of the season. I'm riding until the wheels fall.
It ain't nothing he can do with Zion.
They're not playing each other. Bro, who gonna go? I think Rudy Gobert gets baby down there, bro.
Rudy Gobert, he finna hold Zion to 25 and 20.
Two questions for that. Is Cat coming back?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Is Brandon Ingram coming back?
It's a great question. These are great questions.
If Cat comes back, the Wolves win that easily.
I give you that, but they gotta get
Cat. They don't have enough. Then you got Nazir off the bench. The Pelicans don't have enough up front to even anything.
And shout out to Ant too, man. I saw that recent interview. He was like, we don't got our best player. That's respect. That's respect.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. I just ordered some of them AE1s, the McDonald's All American.
Did you? I love it. All right, talk to me, Mavericks and Clippers.
I'm gonna say this, man. Every time I say this, bro, the Mavs just start playing like trash.
I feel it.
The way they're playing right now, though, bro.
Yeah,
unstoppable.
Bro,
it's clean.
The shots Luka making is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah,
it's all like that throw behind the head crap Jokic be doing, man.
It don't make no sense, bro. Who you got, Will?
The Dallas Clippers.
All right, so
I'm gonna take the Mavs because I feel like that will be it. And selfishly, I want to see Paul George exit the playoffs early so he can come to Philly.
All right, Lakers or Thunder? I'm gonna go ahead and call it.
Upset alert!
Come with it.
Upset alert, bro!
We can't stay there. Violence, big facts.
Thunder alert!
Give me Knicks and Magic.
He lost it. Yo.
The Knicks, bro.
What's up, Brandy?
You got Knicks?
How you doing, Miss Brandy?
Who you got, Will?
Knicks and who?
Knicks and Magic.
The Orlando Magic.
That's,
Cavs and Pacers.
The Pacers.
I think the Bucks are going to go to the 76ers.
Chill out, bro.
You said what?
I think the 76ers are going against the Bucks. Who you got?
I'm taking the Sixers.
All right. Bucks in the first
round. Do you see Dame playing defense? That's Do you see Doc Rivers on that sideline? Give me the Sixers.
All right. Celtics and let's see. So I think seven. Y'all might see the Celtics first. Y'all go to seven. No,
I don't want that, bro.
Hey, hold up, man. Don't count the Hawks out, bro.
Hawks and Bulls? Okay.
Hold up, now.
If the Hawks do it, Hawks and Celtics. Right, who winning? It don't matter.
No, you know it's going to beat the Bulls. Hold on. The Hawks go beat the Bulls, and then they're going to go beat Miami.
Stop. I don't know about that.
Let's move on.
You heard it here first, man.
Celtics, okay, they beat Chicago. Then they got to play the Heat to get to play the Celtics.
Correct. And they just beat the Celtics twice.
For what? Just go home.
It took that man 44 shots to get 44 points.
They won. He got to shoot 44. Hold on. They didn't have Jalen Johnson or Trae Young. He got to shoot.
Bro, who we talking about? Shots?
Move on. You want to shoot, Capella, bro? Nope.
Stop it, man. He said, "Yep, Capella." All right, look, I think it's gonna be interesting how it come out. I think the Lakers come out of play and get the AFC. I think the Hawks going home and playing, but I think the Heat knocked them out. But then we go see the Heat and the Celtics, which everybody really want to see in the first round anyway.
I'm sick of y'all bias with the Lakers, bro. Charles Barkley was right.
I think we beat the Warriors. I think we beat the Warriors and the Kings, and then we got to play.
Bro, you are not beating the Kings. We've already established that. You are 0-10 in the last 10 against the Kings. Stop
it. One game.
And I hope Steph Curry gets a win. Come to the game.
We just need one win.
Who wants to smoke? Go on to the next segment.
One win. That's all we need is one win.
Y'all are not realistic when it comes to the Lakers, bro.
Against beating the Kings one time?
Darvin Ham on the bench. Y'all treat him like the X-Men. Get out of here.
Yo, you treat him like the Lakers is trash.
They are trash.
It's one win, my boy.
They are trash.
It's one win. We have to talk about a series. How about one win?
They are trash, bro.
You crazy, bro. Hey, make sure y'all keep tuning in to 494 on MTMV Sports, man. Check out. We're going to be right back. We're at their sponsor. We're going to get to who want that smoke for real, for real. Let's get to it.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
Shout out to the squad, shout out to Big Bro, man. Definitely check out the Ozell Brand, check out the shoes, check out the sneakers, check out the cleats. Solid brand, solid material, solid product. Definitely shout out to Big Bro, man. Much love as he always supporting the team here at MTMB Sports on 494. Let's get right into this, man. Who wants to smoke? I think it's you like this smoke clock. Smoke clock. Is that what it sounds like when you say it?
I don't even talk like that, but you need to
be out your mouth. Talk to me, man. Cause you were tripping on the last second, but it is what it is. MVP. Jokic kind of been riding with it the whole season, right?
No, it ain't the whole season. It's an asterisk by it. Don't disrespect MB like this.
I mean,
I'm not letting the disrespect slide, bro.
Has it not been them too?
You just had a whole segment about the Lakers being.
Has it been them too?
The Bulls, man. No, you said Jokic the whole season, so. No.
It's been them too.
Has it, man?
Man, I got you. Got to get out your feelings, bro.
Embiid was in a class of his own before he.
I'm saying.
Who said he wasn't?
You said the whole season. Bro.
I think a lot of people forget that though.
Don't a lot of people forget that? He got to play. That's all that is.
I agree. He got to play, but people forget it. I hope he come back tomorrow healthy too, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I would love 100% Embiid.
I don't see anybody dethroning Jokic outside of Luka. I like SGA, but I don't think the voters going to give it to SGA. If they give it to somebody, they're going to give it to Luka only because of his stats and depends on where the Mavs fall. SGA should be in that top three, top two conversation, but he's not gonna be.
You don't think they give it to SGA for storyline?
They're not gonna give it to SGA.
Bro, but if they don't, what I don't understand it, man. If he is the number one seed averaging 31,
big deuce.
I don't understand how you justify not giving him the MVP.
So here's the thing, if we're being honest, I hate to bring up Embiid again. Embiid had the number one seed, was averaging like, I think, 29, 30, and 10 or 11. They gave it to Jokic, and I think they were number six seed.
Yep.
They don't care about that.
Because
you got to think about what the media wants. You got to think about how the media votes. SGA is a great player. He definitely deserves to be in that top two talk. But I think right now you're looking at a two-man race between Luka and Jokic. And Tatum should be in that talk too, if we're being honest with the record that they have. But he's not going to be because they want flash. They want excitement. They want certain things. And SGA is not going to get the voters' vote.
Which is crazy to me. I think in the media, you got it.
Anthony should be in them talks too.
He should, but he won't.
Well, what he done did with Cat being out, he should most definitely be in. They could get the number one seed.
Well, you have to look at at this point, we've been in this long enough to look at like the media votes and how they do it, bro. The media is not voting based off of what it really should be, like they did back in the day. Right now, they're voting based off of what they feel like is the pick they want to see and what everybody else wants to see. And they put this out here on a consistent basis. SGA and Tatum should be in that conversation. But everywhere you look, including on ESPN, it's Luka and it's Jokic.
You know what? You know what made me realize that the media is swayed by what they see all the time? When Steph Curry was the first unanimous MVP, I disagree with that fully, bro.
I don't know, bro. That year he deserved it.
I didn't say he didn't deserve MVP when he was unanimous. The first unanimous MVP. Like, you mean to tell me Michael Jordan,
right,
never got everybody to agree, but Stephen Curry did?
Well, you have to think about, the time period that Mike was winning. Mike was against Karl Malone. He was in, and as much as people try to say it, there were folks in the media that hated Mike. They were never going to give it to Mike. Steph got it because of Steph's stature and because Steph was a relatable player, and he had a crazy, crazy season at a time when the NBA was looking for a dynasty. That's exactly what it is. The media votes make a difference. Like we talk about this all the time offline. The media votes make a difference. Sometimes people who deserve it are never going to get it. And the producer talking about Embiid, but every time Embiid play, he give the Celtics the business. The next day, he texts me talking about something. Oh yeah, that was a good game. Good game. You don't even have a team in Seattle, so sit in St. Louis. So sit this one out. But it's the media vote, bro. It's the media. It's unfortunate. And until that changes, I feel like maybe it should be like 50% fan vote, and then 50% media vote, almost like they do the All-Star game, but look what the All-Star game did. But it's the media, and the media is biased. Like Kendrick Perkins. No disrespect, bro, because I ain't playing no professional sports. But I think I have as much of a chance right now to make a team as Kendrick Perkins does. Why is he the one constantly debating, telling us what an MVP look like? I'm just saying. Because he does it from a biased standpoint also.
But it's the same way. You can say the same thing about Stephen A., Skip Bayless, Broussard. What? You can say the same thing. People who never played basketball are giving the highest opinions on the biggest stages.
The person who irks me the most is Bill Simmons.
I don't even
know. Bill Simmons will come out and say, Bill Simmons from The Ringer, them articles you always sharing with me, where I'm like, yo, I'm not even listening to this. Bill Simmons, because Bill Simmons will literally come out and tell you. I think one time he didn't vote for somebody for like an All-NBA team or something because he just didn't like the person.
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's the issue. So the challenge to Jokic's throne is only Luka.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at that year that Steph Curry won.
Well, first of all, he wasn't the best player in the world that year. So that's my only argument to why he shouldn't have got unanimous. Yes, he should have got
the world that year.
Come on, bro.
So he should have won, but he shouldn't have had unanimous.
Stop playing, bro.
2016?
15.
That was the year.
And I 16.
I can't take anybody's shit that just said the Lakers gonna beat the Kings in the playoffs because you biased too, so that don't make no difference.
I'm trying to understand. Okay, we'll give 60 seconds to it. Because bias would mean that the situation doesn't make sense. your logic is based off of a 7-game series and not one game. So if anybody's biased, you don't like the Lakers. Let's just get it. Let's get it right.
Let's be honest. I've given the Lakers love on a consistent
right
basis.
Now. I'm talking about right now.
I'm being honest right now. The last 10 games, they have not beaten the Kings. So how are you picturing them beating them in the playoffs right now?
Because I trust LeBron in a 1-game series.
Come on, you trust LeBron. So you didn't trust LeBron when it was 0-10?
You trust De'Aaron in a playoff setting?
Did you trust LeBron when they were 0-10?
But them games wasn't playing games.
You ain't answering my question.
In regular season games, Will.
Did you trust LeBron when they were 0-10?
When the win didn't matter.
Hold on. LeBron beat the Kings last year when AD was hurt.
Oh, LeBron beat the Kings and not the Lakers, right?
The Lakers with LeBron beat the Kings.
My problem with y'all is not ever anything else except for the fact that y'all are not realistic. For some reason, y'all think LeBron James is Black Panther, bro.
Player on the court can't be the GOAT in one game, bro.
Let me ask you a question. Would you bet your entire life savings on that game?
I ain't bet my entire life savings.
Oh, wait. Y'all believe in LeBron? If you believe in LeBron, is it such a guarantee?
No, that's
you
crazy.
Bet your life savings you on that game.
You OD'd, bro.
Come on, we got another segment, man.
What you your throat?
Hey, give me all NBA, man. Who's your all NBA first team? Give me the five.
When I was a kid, right? I used to walk to school, right? And I'm from.
I'm not doing this.
We used to walk to school with crackheads, right?
I'm not doing this.
Crackhead Bobby.
Ju, give me all NBA first team, man. Stop playing with
it. All right, I won't tell you about crackhead Bobby. Crackhead Bobby was a good person, but whatever.
Yo.
Crackhead Bobby liked to bet everything. You bet Crackhead Bobby a hot dog and he'll do something crazy, Crackhead Bobby will lose because you betting too much.
It's positionless now, right?
Shout out to Crackhead Bobby, man. Hey, talk to me about all. Yeah, it's you can't position all NBA.
Yes, it is.
Is it? I don't think it is. I think it's too
positionless now.
No, all NBA is positionless.
Oh, good. My bad. Let me shut up.
Well, in that case, Jokic, Giannis, Shea, Tatum. Who that fifth man? Luka.
Gotta be.
That's gonna be the first. Since it's positionless, that's gonna be all.
Give me first team. What?
Luka, Shea, Jokic, probably AD.
First.
I think AD probably deserves that with the season he's having. He's what, 29, 27, and 12? Is he not?
Yes.
Giannis. So Giannis. Who did you take AD over in my scenario?
Tatum, I think.
Oh no, wait. Nah, remove that. You got that.
Luka, Jokic, Giannis, Tatum.
What up, Josh?
Who was your fifth?
Shea.
Oh, yes, yeah. I think both. I mean, AD's got to be. He's not over Jokic or Giannis, but he's definitely got to be all NBA second. Give me a second, because Bron got to be on the second, right?
No,
a third.
Yes, yes,
right. Third.
He'd be a second.
Give me the 2 4s in front of him though. If JT,
it's positionless,
but it's not. It's positionless, bro.
Keep saying
AD, Ant Man.
I give you that.
LeBron James, Domantas Sabonis.
Ooh, okay, respect.
Maybe Sabonis. I feel like I'm forgetting people though. Halliburton missing out? Is he missing out?
Where's Brunson?
I'm asking, is Halliburton not at 65 games?
No, I think he's at 65.
Hey, chill out. Who is that to Joe for?
Because I'm looking at Kawhi and Brunson. Either Kawhi or Brunson.
Kawhi's been solid. If we keep it real,
I don't think his season more impactful than Brunson, but you know, yeah, he got the name, so
they forced Kawhi to play games, so he just been quietly.
Yeah,
this is big facts. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Wait, let's get into it, man. Kevin Durant and Booker.
Kevin Durant might be 13.
KD and Booker got to be in there. You're right.
Are you putting KD ahead of Domantas Sabonis?
Real questions. Answers last. We got to go to the next.
I don't think I would right now.
Yep.
Just because of what he doing and how he about to break this record.
Yeah. Well, let's get right into it, man. You know the segment they come for. These are the shorts. These are what we put on for IG and hey, Twitter and all the good stuff. Will, I feel like you already got something on your mind. I want to come to you first with this would you rather, because I know you, and even if you don't, you can come up with it very quickly. I know how you do. Talk to me about would you rather. Y'all know what it is here. Would you rather on MTV Sports 494 podcast. This is what y'all came to see. You came to talk. You like to argue, you like the egos, but like the basketball talk even more. Let's get to this would you rather, man.
All right, you ready?
What you got, Will?
In their best MVP season, who you taking? Kevin Garnett or Tim Duncan?
Well, you were straight for MVP season, too. Oh.
So this is like their prime season. Now, we know Tim won multiple, but in their prime season, who you taking?
The question, who's
that playing? That season.
Yeah,
I will probably take Kevin Garnett. Just that season. Woo!
So the peak was higher.
I'm gonna say his peak was higher. I'm just talking about that one.
No, year. Just that one season. I'm saying that peak.
I ain't gonna say it was higher. I'm just saying who I would take. Because I know Tim Duncan defensive stats probably way better in his defenses. I mean, is it in his best MVP season? And his points probably right around the same. But KG was a bucket right back then, bro.
It was 2004.
2004.
So he averaged 24, 14, 5, 1.5 steals, and two blocks.
It ticks.
That's crazy.
And where he had his team that casuals probably can't even name nobody on his team back then. What, they were like the number one seed almost that season? Lost to the Lakers?
Yep.
I think the Wolves were number one that season.
Lost to the – they put the Kings out, actually, when everybody – the world were rooting for the Kings.
The one they had Zerbiak, right?
Zerbiak, Oluwakandi, Tim Hudson.
Yeah, Timmy won the year before, and he averaged 23-13. Four, one, and three blocks.
Hold on, be a disrespectful because I model my game after them. And Sam Cassell.
That's Sam Cassell. A big fact.
Big Sam Cassell.
Why are you saying?
That's my dog, man. I bought my game out of Sam, bro.
I don't think 494 respects Tim Duncan enough, bro, because y'all kind of be out of pocket.
He better.
I'm thinking Timmy.
I think he better, but.
We had this conversation a couple weeks ago. We went in. You know what I mean? But yeah.
I want to know what the people in the comments. I want to know because I feel like Tim Duncan don't get enough credit.
And those seasons were very similar. Timmy averaged more blocks, one more block a game that season, the season before in 2003.
Did Tim get defensive player of the year that year?
In 2003?
Was he top three?
He had to be.
I'm about to see.
Shaq might have won in 2003.
What?
Was on you, bro. Talk to me.
You think Shaq won what in 2003?
They won, right?
I thought you said Shaq won defensive player of the year in 2003.
Tell me, right, what you got? What you got, Drew?
For which one? My would you rather?
Yeah.
It's gonna be something ridiculous. I can feel it.
Would you rather on your favorite team right now, currently?
Okay.
If you could swap out one superstar, gotta be an all-star.
Okay.
And plug in a player from the 2000s that's not named LeBron or Kobe Bryant. So I'm going to give you the option. If you could take your team and plug in one of these two players at their peak, who would it be? A, Brandon Roy. B, Ben Gordon.
Ooh.
At his peak.
BG was tough at his peak, bro. But BR to me was – I got to go with BR, bro.
Brandon Roy and the Sixers would be crazy with Embiid.
I just think the potential to me was crazy. Like, BR did it all. Now, Ben did not do it all, right? But I think he was more singular than Brandon Roy.
Williams type player, he would give you the spark, but he wasn't. Yeah, I wouldn't. Brandon Roy to me is one of the biggest what ifs ever.
Bro, it don't make no sense. Hey, that video we watched the let old lady walk up to Greg Oden at the college. You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was hurtful, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
He was at the Laker game the other day, man. I was happy to see him with his daughter. So
yeah,
so doing all right.
We ain't got too much longer, but well, give me one more, Will. Give me something early 2000s that I think you really liked that year, those years of the NBA.
I mean,
we'll head out after that.
Okay. Who you taking in their prime? Tracy, I was reading. That's easy. Tracy Brady.
Oh.
Vince Carter.
In their prime.
So think about their best years. So you thinking Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter. You probably thinking Vince, Toronto, 2001.
Yeah.
And probably McGrady with the Magic.
I'm going to say this, and please don't come for me in the comments. I know y'all go to.
Stay in on business, bro. Go ahead.
I just think the mentality around T-Mac was more of a killer to me. And it was like, give me the ball, get out the way, I got it. And I think Vince, don't get me wrong, Vince was an amazing player, but I think he took advantage of a lot of mismatches and advantages on the court. I think he was just better than most folks. But I think T-Mac wanted the smoke. And he was like, put some people around me and let's go. And I just don't think the mentality was there the same as Vince. Now, shoot, take me in the comments, y'all want to. I gotta go T-Mac.
I'm gonna go with T-Mac too, man. I think his offensive game was just a little bit better. And it shouldn't have been, if we really being honest. It shouldn't have been better, but I think it is.
And that speaks to my point.
Yeah. We got time.
It wasn't for Doc Rivers.
We got time.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Best year. Who you taking? Tony Parker. Darren Williams.
Darren Williams.
Not even a question. Don't just
say. Hey, I was talking to some people, bro, and they were like, "Nah, Darren Williams was never considered a top point guard in the league."
Bruh.
Like,
bro. Hey, look, make sure y'all tap in with us, man. Continue the conversation. This is what we do. We talk basketball. And the thing is, what we love to talk at it from whatever, if it's old school to new school, what's going on, rule changes, offense, defense, NCAA tournament going on right now. Make sure you're checking that out. Women's basketball is here to stay. We are excited about where the game is, especially on the women's side, going into the W this year. And let's talk about continuing to get on these games, man. Make sure you follow us, Full 94 Podcast, on everything, mtmvpn.com. Check us out, man. I am Miles Austin, Jew_ChasingDreams, and Mr. Teddy Farrell, man. Full 94 Podcast here on MTMV Sports. Y'all be easy, be safe. God bless.
Hey, guys, it's your girl C, and you just watched a show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you see and you want more exciting content, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel.